Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Now, Be'ezes Hashem, up to the Gemara Naf Chav Daled. The Gemara Naf Chav Daled begins with the sugya of Tziruf Keli, which really starts with the Gemara before Naf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara refers back to that we learned in the Mishnah, that one of the Milas that was said as far as Kodesh is concerned is that Akeli Mitzaref Masha Besaychil HaKodesh Avoyu Chuma. That as far as Kodesh is concerned, if part of what was inside the Keli became Tame, then we say that whatever is inside the Keli is Tame as far as Kodesh is concerned, but not Lagabe Chuma. The Gemara explains, Minon Imili, how do we know that Keli is Mitzaref Masha Besaychil HaKodesh? The Gemara explains Omar Reb Chanan da Omar Ka Kaf Achas Asara Zahav Mleya Kateres. And the Gemara is medayik from that it says Kaf Achas. Clearly, the word Achas is extra. The Gemara says that from there one sees that Akosov Asoi Wakomash of a Kaf Achas. The Torah considers whatever is in the Kaf as if it is one. And therefore, B'chonin says that from there one sees the halacha of our Mishnah that Akeli Mitzaref Mash B'Seichel HaKodesh. The Gemara goes on to say, Upliga D'Rabchonin Adabchir Baraba. That the B'chonin says that the Makar of our Mishnah is based on the Pasuk of Kaf Hachas is not like B'chir Baraba. The Omer B'chir Baraba, Omer B'chonin, Meidusei Shel Rabbi Akiva Nishneis Mishnah Zu. Which, as Rashi explains, that from that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba explains that our Mishnah is based on the Eidos of Rabbi Akiva, one sees that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba understands that the halacha of our Mishnah is only a din d'rabbanan and not a din d'araisa. According to Rabbi Chanan, the din of our Mishnah is a din d'araisa. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, it is only a din d'rabbanan. So we seem to have a seeming machlokes amayroim if the din of our Mishnah of Akeli Mitzaref Masha B'Seichel HaKodesh is a din d'araisa, or is a din of our Mishnah only a din d'rabbanan? In Rashi in Pesachim Dafi Tesamad Aleph, which is brought down in Tesis Nafchav Tawad Amad Aleph Adir Amaschol Minayin or Vi Bakredesh Upasal, that all the Milas that are mentioned in our Mishnah are only mid'rabbanan. And from that our Mishnah considers something as a Mila L'Kodesh is a Raya that it's only a din mid'rabbanan. Tesis asks that from our Gemara, Uchayu one sees not like that. From that, the Rabbi Chanan explains that the Makar of our Mishnah, that Akeli Mitzaref Masha B'Seichel HaKodesh, is based on the Pasuk of Kaf Achas Asara Zav Moya Kateres. One sees that even something that our Mishnah considers as a Milo HaKodesh could still be Minatayra. Just like the Halacha of Tziruf HaKodesh, which according to Rabbi Chanan, is a Din D'Araisa. That is Tesis Kasha on Rashi and Pesachim Dafi Tesam and Aleph. Now before we answer Tesis's Kash on Rashi, I would like to say over the Gemara in Menachos Daf Chav Daled Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Menachos brings down the following Shaila. If one has a Mincha, that the parts of a Mincha are not touching one the other, and he did Kmitza from one of the parts of the Mincha, do we say that the Kmitza that he did from one of the parts of the Mincha is as if he was Kmitz from the entire Mincha, or not? As the Gemara says, Mahu likmeit mizal zeh. Tziruf d'araisa. Do we say that Tziruf keli is d'araisa? And therefore, he could do kmitza from one part of the mincha on the other, as long as all the parts of the mincha are found in one keli. Based on that we say that Tziruf keli is d'araisa. Or maybe Tziruf keli is only d'rabbanan. And therefore, you can't do kmitza from one part of the mincha on the other part of the mincha, even if they are inside the same keli. L'chayra would seem that the Gemara Shaila, if Tziruf keli d'araisa or Tziruf keli d'rabbanan, is dependent upon the machlekes between Rav Chanan and Rav Chiya Bar Abba in our Gemara. According to Rav Chanan again, Tziruf keli is d'araisa, and therefore l'chayra one should be able to do kmitza from one part of the mincha on the other part of the mincha. On the other hand, according to Rav Chiya Bar Abba, that Tziruf Keli is only Midrabanan, one would not be able to Kmitza from one part of the Mincha on the other. In the Rambam, L'chayra, we find a seeming contradiction. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Zayin explains that the halacha of our Mishnah that a keli mitzaref masha b'seichel al kodesh is only a din d'rabbanon. As the Rambam says, "Omayla zu yesh remez batira kaf achas asara zav mlea kateres amru chachamim koma shebekaf hareu gofechad." In other words, the Rambam explains that the mayla of our Mishnah is only b'drabbanon, and the pasuk of kaf achas asara zav mlea kateres is only a remez. Is only a remez for that the Rabbanon said that koma shebekaf hareu gofechad. Okay, from the Rambam one sees that the Rambam understands that the halacha is like Rav Chiya bar Abba. On the other hand, the Rambam in Huchas Psuei Hamuktashim Perikidav Halacha Chaf Gimel is mesupik if tziruf kelis minatero or not, as far as halacha of kmitza is concerned. And therefore the Rambam goes on to say that the chatchila person should not take off kmitza based on tziruf keli. But im kamat the hikter hurtza, but the evidence if he was makter based on Tziruf Keli, since it is a suffix, if Tziruf Keli is the Aisad Rabbanon, therefore, b'di'evad, he does not have to bring another mincha. Obvious kash is, as all the Mepharshim ask, if the Rambam understands that the lacha of our Mishnah is only Madrabbanon based on that the pasuk is only a remez, how can the Rambam go and say that there is a suffix as far as Kmitza is concerned? As far as Kmitza, we should say as well, that since the whole lacha of Tziruf Keli is only a Din Drabbanon, for that reason, as far as kmitza, the kmitza should for sure not work. And even with the eved, one should be mechuyev to go bring another mincha based on the fact that we cannot rely on Tziruf Keli even with the eved, because Tziruf Keli is only midrabanan. To answer this kasha, we find that the achreinim say one basic mahalach. The chazon yecheskel and hashmotas and miluim, the masach to chagiga, and so too the stipend kilos yakev and menachas and tazayin. And the Bleib and Chilak Beis Simon HaMeches all say the same basic yisoid. That what we need Tziruf Kli to accomplish as far as Kmitza is concerned, and that we need Tziruf Kli to accomplish as far as Tuma is concerned, is completely different. As far as Kmitza is concerned, as long as we see that all the parts of the Mincha are touching one another, that is enough for Kmitza. And therefore, all Tziruf Kli has to accomplish as far as Kmitza is for us to see all the parts of the Mincha as if they are touching one another. On the other hand, as far as Tumah, it is not enough that all the parts are touching one another. Even if all the parts are touching one another, we will still not say that if Tumah touches one of the parts, all the other parts which are touching also become Tumah. As far as Tumah, one needs that it should be considered actually one Chaticha. One piece. It is not enough that they are just touching each other. And therefore, Tziruf Kli, as far as Tumah, has to accomplish a lot more than just for us to consider as if they are touching one another. And therefore, even if one will say Tziruf Kli Dereisa, as far as Kmitza is concerned, and we consider as if all the parts of the Mincha are touching one another, it will not affect Tumah. Because again, as far as Tumah is concerned, one needs that it should be considered actually one piece, and not just touching one another. Therefore, the Chazon Yecheskel and the Stipur say as follows, that the Gemara Menaches asks a shayla, can one be kaimetz from one part of the Mincha and the other part of the Mincha, if the parts of the Mincha are not touching each other? And the Gemara says the shayla is dependent if we say Tziruf Kli Dereisa, or only Midrabanan, is not the same Tziruf Kli that our Gemara is referring to. The Gemara shayla is a special shayla as far as Kmitza. Do we say Tziruf Kli Dereisa, as far as that we consider all the pieces as if they're touching each other, is that Menatzeira, or is that only Midrabanan? On the other hand, as far as our Gemara, as far as Tumah is concerned, that one needs that it should be considered actually one piece, if that is Menatzeira or Midrabanan, is Machlokes between Rebbe Chanan and Rebbe Chiya bar Abba. And therefore, even though as far as Kmitza is concerned, the Rambam explains that there is a suffix, if Kmitza works, if Tziruf Keli is Mateo or Midrabanan, but as far as Tumah is concerned, the Rambam understands that Tziruf Keli is only Midrabanan, which is the Shita of Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, and there is no suffix at all. That is how the Chazon Yecheskel and the Stipler answer the Rambam. Rebbe Leib, on the other hand, goes a step further. Rebbe Leib says that even as far as Tumah is concerned, there are two steps. That a keli is mitzaref mash b'seichi l'kodesh, and if Tumah touches part of what was in the keli, whatever is in the keli becomes Tumah, is based on a two-step process. First of all, that we see that everything that's in the keli is as if it's touching one another. That is the first step. And the second step is that even though as far as Tumah, it is not enough that all the parts are touching one another, now midin seer of keli we say that since all the parts are touching one another, we see as if they are actually one chaticha. But that we see, as far as Tumah is concerned, as if it is actually one chaticha, is only after we say that we look at all the parts as if they are touching one another. Only then do we say that since all the parts are considered as if they are touching one another, therefore we see it as one big chaticha. Therefore, Blaib goes on to say that the Gemara Menachah says that as far as Kmitza is concerned is dependent upon the Shaila of Tzir of Keli is Dereisa or Drabanon. That Shaila of Tzir of Keli Dereisa Drabanon is not only a Shaila as far as Kmitza is concerned. Even that we see that all the parts are touching one another also has ramifications upon Tumah. Because without us seeing that all the parts are touching one another, we cannot say the second step of Tzir of Keli, that we look as if all the parts that are in the Keli are considered one big chaticha. And therefore, again, getting back to the Rambam, even though the Rambam is Mesupek, as far as the first step, as far as that we see that all the pieces are touching one another, is that Tereisa or Drabanon. And therefore, as far as Kmitza is concerned, B'dieved, one does not have to bring another Mincha. But as far as Tumah is concerned, that needs a second step as well. That needs us to see as if it is actually one Chaticha. As far as that, the Rambam says, the second step is only Midrabanon. Reb Leib goes on to say that these two steps work in two fundamentally different ways. The first step, that we see that whatever is inside the keli is as if it is touching one the other, is based on that the different parts that are inside the keli have a din to be together in the keli. For example, if one has an yisarin of a mincha that is split up into two parts, each part of the yisarin has a din to be together with the other part of the yisarin. And based on that each part has a din to be together with the other parts, for that reason we see as if all the parts are touching one another. That is as far as the first din is concerned. As far as the second din is concerned, that we see as if it is actually one chaticha, that is based on the halacha that a keli is mitzarfon. The keli itself makes them be considered like one chaticha, independent of the fact that all the parts have a din to be together. With this chiddush of Reb Leib, one can explain that we find in the Rashba, in Shabbos, Tzadi Aleph from a base. And so too in the Tesis Rid by us, that the Rashba and the Tesis Rid both say the following chiddush, that we learned in our Mishnah that a keli is mitzaref mash b'seichi l'kodesh avoy l'truma, only if the truma is not touching one another. If the truma is touching one another, then even as far as truma is concerned, we say that a keli is mitzaref mash b'seichi l'truma. The obvious question is, if the only maila of a keli mitzaref mash b'seichi was only said as far as kodesh is concerned, and not as far as truma, why do we say that if the truma is negin zebazeh, then a keli is mitzaref mash b'seichi even wagabe truma? According to Reb Leib, one can explain very simply. That we learned in our Mishnah, keli mitzaref mash b'seichi l'kodesh, is only as far as the first halach is concerned. That we see as if all the parts are actually touching one another. As far as that halach of tziruf was only said as far as kodesh, based on that only by kodesh, do we say that each part has a din to be together with the other part. By truma, there is no din that each part of truma has to be together with the other parts. And therefore, only by kodesh do we see as if all the parts are touching one another. As far as truma, we do not see as if all the parts are touching one another. But if one would have truma that the parts are actually touching one another, they're actually negin zebazeh, then as far as the second halacha that a keli is mitzaref mash b'seichai, The Rashba and Tosfos understands that that applies to Truma as well. So again, the Achronim answer the seeming steer in the Rambam by saying as follows, that even though as far as Kmitza, the Rambam explains that there is a suffix, if Tziruf is Deraiser Drabanon, that is only as far as that that we consider Ki'ilu Noigin Zabazaz if each part is touching one another. As far as seeing as if it's actually one Chaticha, that is only Medrabanon. Another way with which one can answer the Rambam is based on that we find in the Rambam the following halacha. The Rambam explains that keli mitzaref mash besoichi laKodesh avoyu truma keitzad keli shumoli peres pruden zamize keli that is full of peres that are separate one from the other kigoin tzimoykim ugroigres v'nagatuma be'achad mehen nitma kol shebekeli laKodesh avoyu truma. The example that the Rambam gives for Keli Mitzaref Masha Basaych HaKodesh is an example of Tzmikim Ugroigres. The obvious kasha is, as we find in the Chazon Ish HaMenachos, Siman Laman Aleph, so Katan Vav, and so too in the Briskirav and Menachos Daf Chav Tal Man Aleph, they ask, Lachaya, where do we find that Grigres for Tzmikim are Kodesh? Lachaya, Grigres for Tzmikim are only Chuin. The Maila of our Mishnah was only said as far as Kodesh is concerned. So how can the Rambam explain the Maila of our Mishnah of a Keli Mitzarev Masha B'Seich HaKodesh as referring to an example of Gregor Satzimoykim? To answer this kasha, we find in the Mikdash David in Kachim Simen Lamed Zayin of Katan Dalet that says that from the Rambam one sees the following Chiddush. That I learned in our Mishnah, Keli Mitzarev Masha B'Seich HaKodesh, does not mean that a keli is mitzaref if what is inside the keli is kodesh. But rather, the Mishnah means that a keli is mitzaref mashe b'seichei no matter what is inside the keli. Even if what is inside the keli is chulin, the keli is still mitzaref what is inside the keli as far as kodesh is concerned. In other words, if tumah touched part of what was inside the keli, even if what was inside the keli is chulin, we look as if whatever is inside the keli is tamei relative to kodesh. And if any part of what is inside the keli touches kodesh, the kodesh will become tamei. But one does not need that what is inside the keli is actually kodesh, actually has kedusha. And for that reason, the Rambam explains that the halacha of our Mishnah applies even to gregers to tzimaikim which are chulin. And so too our blab is medayik. From that our Mishnah says a keli mitzaref masha b'soichei la kodesh, and our Mishnah does not say a keli mitzaref masha b'soichei ba kodesh, from there one can be medayik that as far as what is inside the keli, it does not make a difference if what is inside the keli has kedusha or does not have kedusha. Even if what is inside the keli is chulin, still a keli mitzaref masha b'soichei, whatever is b'soichei, La Kodesh, meaning le'inyan being metame Kodesh. According to the Mikdash David's Pshat of the Rambam, one can answer the Stiras HaRambam as follows. That the Rambam says in Huchas Avos HaTumah, that the din of our Mishnah's only Midrabanon is not based on Rav Chiya Bar Abba. But rather, even like Rav Chanan that learns out the din of our Mishnah from the Pasuk of Kafachas HaSarazav Me'akateres, the Rambam still explains that the din of our Mishnah is only a din midrabanon. Based on that the Iker Halacha of Tziruf Kli D'Araisa is only if what is inside the Keli actually has Kedusha, which is what the Pasuk of Kaf Achas is referring to. Rabbanon went based on the Pasuk and said that even if what is inside the Keli is Chulin, we still say a Keli Mitzaref Masha B'Seichai as far as Kodesh is concerned. And therefore, that the Rambam says, that as far as Kmitza there is a suffix, if the Kmitza will work based on that Tziruf Keli Midaraisa, or the Kmitza will not work based on that we say that Tziruf Keli is only Midrabanon, that suffix will apply to Tum as well. If let's say one has something that has Kedusha in a Keli, do we say that whatever was in the Keli became Tamei Minatayu Midrabanon is also a suffix? That the Rambam says that our Mishnah is only Midrabanon is based on that the din of our Mishnah applies to even if what is inside the Keli is Chulin, which is only a Maila Midrabanon. With this, one can go back and answer the kasha that we mentioned in the beginning of Shir, which is Tosfos' kasha and Rashi. Again, Rashi in Pesachim Daf Yutes Amud Aleph explains that whatever is mentioned in our Mishnah as a Maila is only Midrabanan. Tosfos asks, according to Rav Chanan, the Maila of Tzir of Keli is a Din Daraisa. According to the Sheet of the Rambam, one can answer Rashi as follows, that even though Rav Chanan understands that the Iker Halacha of Tzir of Keli is Daraisa, still, the Maila which is mentioned in our Mishnah is only a Maila Midrabanan. Because again, Rav Chanan's halacha, that Tzir of Keli is Daraisa, is referring to Kodesh, which is found in a Kli. Our Mishnah, on the other hand, which says a Milo al Kodesh, is referring even to Chulin, which is in a Keli. Even as far as Chulin is concerned, there is a Milo Midrabanan that a Keli is Mitzaref Masha B'Seichai, as far as being Mitzame Kodesh. That is a Chira, how one can answer Tosfos' Kash on the Rambam. Now let's go on in the Gemara. The Gemara explains that the Rebbe Akiva was mechadesh adin tziruv kli d'rabbanon as far as seilas of a mincha is concerned. The Gemara explains that the reason why that din tziruv keli is only mid'rabbanon is based on that min haTorah only something which is tzarech a kli, do we say that a kli mitzarefai. On the other hand, something which is not tzarech a kli min haTorah Ein kli mitzarfei. Just Rabbanan came, and they were geizer that even something which does not need a kli, still a keli is mitzarfei. Now, to explain what tzarech a kli means, we find a tremendous machlokes on mefarshim. The Trevin explains that tzarech a kli means something that needs kiddush kli, something that needs to be niskadish in a kli. Anything which does not need to be niskadish in a kli is considered Einai tzarech a kli, and therefore min haTorah ein hakeli mekachay. Only with the Rabbanon do we say that a keli is mekachay, which as Tesis explains in Menachas Daf Chav Tav Amud Aleph, is only referring to the leftover of a mincha which originally needed a kiddush kli, but something which never needed a kiddush kli, even with the Rabbanon, we do not say that a keli is mitzaref mashe b'seichil hakodesh. That is how the Terevin explains Tzarech HaKui. On the other hand, the Tesis before in the Afchav Kemom base, and so too is Medui Kirashi and Menachas and Afchav Taurim and Aleph, that Tzarech HaKui does not mean something that needs Kiddush Kui, but rather Tzarech HaKui means whatever has a din to be together in a Kui, only then do we say Akeli Mitzarefai. And whatever does not have a din to be together in a Kui, as far as that, we do not say Akeli Mitzaref Masha B'Seichel HaKodesh Min haTorah, and only Midrabanan do we say that Akeli is Mitzaref Masha B'Seichel HaKodesh, even if they do not have a din to be together. That is the Shita of Rashi and Menachas from Daf Chav Tav and Tosfos before. In the Rambam, L'chira, we find a new Shita. As we said before, the Rambam explains the halacha of Akeli Mitzaref Masha B'Seichel HaKodesh is referring to even a chulin that is inside a keli. Even a chulin that is in a keli, still we say Akeli Mitzaref Masha B'Seichel HaKodesh. The obvious kasha is, as the Trevin asks, how is it possible that by chulin one should have chulin that is tzarech hakli? According to both pshatim that we explained previously in how to understand tzarech hakli, chulin is not tzarech hakli. Either like the Trevin, that tzarech hakli means tzarech hakidosh kli, chulin is not tzarech hakidosh kli, and even like Rashi and Tesis that understand tzarech hakeli means two objects that have a din to be together, chulin does not have a din to be together. And therefore, the Trevin asks, how does the Rambam understand tzarech hakli? The Netziv in Rami Sade explains that according to the Rambam understands tzarech hakli differently. The Rambam understands tzarech hakli means anything that you want to remain in the kli. Anything you want to remain in the kli has a halacha of tziruv kli. Einei tzarech hakli means anything you are planning on taking out of the kli. You do not want to remain in the kli. Such things that you do not want to remain in the kli are considered einei tzarech hakli, and therefore min haTorah ein hakeli mitzarfei. And for that reason, the Rambam understands that even Grigor Sitzimaikim, even Chulin, could be considered tzaruch hakli as long as you want that the gregers of tzimaykim, that the chuan should remain in the kli. That our Gemara says, that the seiles of the leftover of the mincha after kmitza is considered eino tzaruch hakli, is based on that, that the kohen is planning on taking the shori mincha out of the kli in order to eat the shori mincha. And for that reason, the shori mincha are considered eino tzaruch hakli. That is how the Netziv explains, according to the Rambam, how the Rambam understands what is considered tzaruch hakli and what is considered eino tzaruch hakli. Now getting back to our Gemara, the Terevan asks the following kash on our Gemara. Again, in our Mishnah we learned that a keli is mitzaref as far as kodesh is concerned and not as far as truma. The Terevan asks, how could a keli possibly be mitzaref as far as truma is concerned? Truma is eino tzaruch hakli. The Terevan's kasha is based on the hanacha that tzaruch hakli either means, like the first pshat, which is a pshat of the Terevan, that tzaruch hakli means tzaruch hakiddush kli, truma is eino tzaruch hakiddush kli, or, like the second pshat that we said, b'shem Rashi and Thesis, that tzaruch hakli means any two objects which have a din to be together. According to the Rambam, that understands tzaruch hakli, that tzaruch hakli is referring to anything that one wants to remain in the kli, then one can answer Trevin's kasha very simply by saying that even by truma, it is possible to have truma that is tzaruch hakli as long as he is planning on keeping the truma inside the kli. And for that reason, our Mishnah has to say that even though a keli is mitzaref mashu b'seichi l'kodesh, but still it is not mitzaref mashu b'seichi l'truma. So again, the Trevin's kasha is based on the first two pshatim that we said before and how to understand tzaruch hakli. That is the first hanacha that the Terevan's kasha is based on. The second hanacha of the Terevan is based on that we said before, b'shem Teisus and Menaches, that even though our Gemara explains that midrabanan a keli is mitzaref mashe b'seicha, even if it is eino tzaruch hakli, that is only if at one point it was tzaruch hakli, for example, by shori mincha. That before kmitza, the whole entire mincha was tzaruch hakli. And only then do we say that midrabanan, even if it is eino tzaruch hakli, the keli is mitzaref. If it never needed a kli, then even midrabanan, a keli is not a mitzarefai. Tesis before and Afchav Gimel based on the other end argues on Tesis and Menaches and understands that even if something never needed a kli, still midrabanan, we still say hakeli mitzarefai. According to Tesis before, one can answer Trivan's kasha by saying as follows, that even though Menatera, that we say Akeli Mitzarefe is only for something that is Tzaruch Hakli, and therefore the rule of Akeli Mitzarefe cannot possibly apply to Truma, but Medrabanan, that Medrabanan we say Akeli Mitzarefe even for something which is Eino Tzaruch Hakli, and even for something which never needed a Kli, for that reason, it was possible to have the Halacha of Tzir of Keli even as far as Truma is concerned. For that reason, our Mishnah says no. The din of Akeli Mitzaref was only said as far as Kodesh and not as far as Truma. Now, as far as the Iker Halacha of Tzir of Keli is concerned, we find a Machlokes HaRishonim. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Mehoche Sharav Satumas Halacha Ches, says the following Halacha. If let's say there were two Hefisarins in a Kli, and there was something else in between these two Hefisarins, and one of these half Yisarins became Tamei, the halacha is Leinitma Elazah Shenagabai Atumah Bovad. Only that half Yisarin is Tamei, and the other half Yisarin remains Tahar. The Ravid, on the other hand, argues, and the Ravid says that even though there is something that is Einei Tzaruch Hakli, which is in between these two half Yisarins, still we say that if Tumah touched one half Yisarin, the other half Yisarin becomes Tamei as well. And only the davar she'enei tzaruch hakli in the middle stays tahar, but the two hefisrenis themselves become tameh. To understand the machlokes, we find that the Mikdash David in Simon Lamed Zayin of Katan Dawud explains as follows, that the machlokes is based on a fundamental shaila on how to understand the halacha of tzir of keli. Do we understand the halacha of tzir of keli that we see that both hefisrenis are one, and for that reason, we say that if Tumah touched one half of the Yisarin, the other half of the Yisarin becomes Tamei, because we see as if both Yisrenis are actually one Chaticha. Is that the Pshat and Tzir of Kli? Or do we understand Tzir of Kli differently? that the way Tziv Kli works is based on that we say that the Tumah that touched this half of the Yisarin, we look as if the Tumah touched the other half Yisarin as well. That is how Tziv Kli works. But not that we look as if it is one Chaticha. The Mikdash David goes on to say that is the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam understands that the way Tziv Kli works is that we look as if it is actually one Chaticha. And therefore, if there's anything that is mafsik in between, which is Einu Tzarech Kli, that is the reason that we can only see it as one Chaticha. On the other hand, the Ravid understands that we do not look at both half as Hesreinus as if they're one Chaticha, but rather we say that the Tumah that touched this half Yisarin is as if it touched the other half Yisarin as well. And therefore it does not make a difference if there's something that's Einu Tzarech Kli, which is mafsik b'neihem. Because again, the way Tziv Kli works is not that we look as if it's one Chaticha, but rather it is because we say that the Torah considers that the Tumah that touched this half Chaticha is as if it touched the other half of Chaticha as well. And therefore, the fact that there's a Dover She'ein Yitzarech Kli Mafsik Beinayim does not make any difference. In Tosfos Yifur Nafchav Gimel Mabeis, L'chari one sees that this halacha of a Keli Metzaref Masha B'Seichi LaKodesh is not only halacha as far as Tumah is concerned, but rather Tosfos understands that a Keli Metzaref Masha B'Seichi LaKodesh has other ramifications as well. Tosfos understands that based on the halacha of a keli mitzaref masha b'seichu hakodesh, if let's say someone has different objects in a kli, if some of the objects have kedusha, based on the halacha of a keli mitzaref masha b'seichu hakodesh, the kedusha will spread to everything that is found inside the kli. From Tosfos one sees that Tosfos understands that keli mitzaref masha b'seichu hakodesh, like we said before, b'shem the Mikdash David, according to the Rambam, that a keli mitzaref means we consider whatever is in the keli as one chaticha. Tosfos understands that this halacha of a keli mitzaref masha b'seichu hakodesh is not only as far as tumah is concerned. As far as all halachas that are negeah to kodesh, we say a keli mitzaref masha b'seichu hakodesh, and therefore we will say that the kedusha will spread to whatever is found inside the kli. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara refers to that we learned in our Mishnah, Harvi b'Kodesh Pasul, that there is a Maila, that Harvi b'Kodesh is Pasul. The Gemara explains, Tanya, Omer, Rabbi Yisi, Minayin, Harvi b'Kodesh is Pasul. How do I know that Harvi b'Kodesh is Pasul? The Gemara explains that we know it from a Kavah Chaymer v'dinu, Uma mechoser kipurim shemoter b'chuma. If someone who is a mechoser kipurim is allowed to eat chuma, and still he is pasal b'kodesh, shuishi shapasal b'truma, einoi din shiyas ha-revii l'kodesh. From our Gemara one sees a tremendous chiddush, that had a mechoser kipurim been considered exactly like a shuishi, a mechoser kipurim would not be allowed to eat truma, based on the fact that a shuishi is considered tuma as far as truma is concerned, and for that reason, truma, which is a shuishi, is pasal. And therefore, had a person who is a Mechoser Kippurim been considered a Shuishi, he would also be Aser to eat Truma. From that we see that a Mechoser Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma, from there the Gemara proves that Mechoser Kippurim is not as Chomer as a Shuishi. And therefore, if we see that a Mechoser Kippurim is Pasal B'Kodesh, for sure a Shuishi, which is more Chomer than a Mechoser Kippurim, for sure should be Oyser Revi L'Kodesh. That is what one sees in our Gemara. Tosfos brings down from Rashi in Pesachim Daf Yitas Amud Aleph. The Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, that a mashke is not mitzame in oichel. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon understand that even though a mashke could become tame itself, but it cannot go and be mitzame in other oichel. And so too, an oichel cannot be mitzame in other oichel. Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yosi Reb Shimon, it is impossible to find Revi B'Kodesh Min HaTorah. Because no matter what the Shuishi was, whether the Shuishi was a Mashke or the Shuishi was an Eichel, both a Mashke and an Eichel will not make Revi, either based on the fact that a Mashke is not Metame, or based on the fact that even an Eichel which is Metame is not Eise Kayeti, but he's not metame another eichel. An eichel can only be metame a mashke, cannot be metame another eichel. And therefore Rashi says that I learned in our Mishnah, our Viyah Bakhidish Pasol, is only a din derabanan. The Turiyevan asked the following Kashan Rashi. How can Rashi go and say that according to Rabbi Yisiv Reb Shimon that understand that ein mashke metame eichel and so to ein eichel eisa kayetze bai? It is impossible to find Ravi Bakhidish Minatera. Our Gemara explains that what is the Makar for Shuishi Bakhidish Minatera? The Gemara explains the Makar is from that Pasuk says, Vahabasar Asher Yiga Bechol Tamei Wa Yoichal. And since even a Sheni is considered a Tamei, therefore the Karchim that comes in contact with the Sheni becomes Pasal Minatera based on the Pasuk of Vahabasar Asher Yiga Bechol Tamei Wa Yoichal. From our Gemara, one sees that even if a sheni would not have the ability to metame and make the kodesh into a shuishi, the shuishi would still be pasul. Based on that, the pasuk says a basar shiga b'chol tamei lo yoichal, that there is a new psul of the fact that the kodesh came in contact with something that is considered tamei. If so, the Trevin asks, even according to Beis Reb Shimon, that understand that a mashke is not metame achirim, and so to an eichel is not eisa kayetze bai, but still, the mashke and the eichel are still considered tame. And therefore, based on the pasuk of Abbasar Ashayiga b'chol tamei wa yeichel, we should say that whatever kachim comes in contact with the shuishi of mashke or eichel should become pasul, even if the mashke and eichel do not have the ability to metame. That is the kasha of the Turi Evan. To answer the Trevin's kasha, l'chayra, one has to say as follows. That even though one sees in our Gemara, that based on the pasuk of Abbasar Ashiga b'chol tamei lo yeichal, one can learn out that anytime the karchim comes in contact with something that is tamei, the karchim become pasul. This chiddush was only said as far as a sheni l'tumah, which the chesaron of a sheni l'tumah, that a sheni l'tumah may not be able to make the kodesh into a shuishi, is based on the fact that an eichel cannot become a shuishi. And based on the fact that an eichel cannot become a shuishi, for that reason, the kodesh should not become pasul. Because again, the kodesh is not a shuishi. As far as that, the Gemara says, based on the pasuk of Abbasar Hashiga b'chol tamei lo yeichel, we say that since the kachim came in contact with something that is considered tamei, therefore the kachim become pasul. On the other hand, if the kachim would come in contact with another eichel, or with mashke, that then the reason why the eichel and mashke do not have a din to metame the kachim is based on the fact that there's something missing in the actual tum of the eichel itself. There is something missing in the actual tum of the mashke itself. That the eichel and mashke do not have a din to be metame. Since there is something missing in the actual tum of the eichel and mashke, we will not say that the kachim will become pasul based on the fact that they came in contact with tumah. Because again, there is something missing in the tumah that the kachim came in contact with. And for that reason, Rashi understands that according to Rabbi Yisiv Reb Shimon, that one can have a revi b'kodesh is only a maila midrabanan. That is how one can answer the kasha of the Turi Evan. Tosfos goes on and argues in Rashi. Tosfos says that it is possible to have a revi b'kodesh d'oraisa through etzim levina, which are tamei, based on the halacha of chibas hakodesh. That even though etzim levina themselves are not considered an eichel, and therefore etzim levina should not be able to mekabel tamei, still based on the halacha of chibas hakodesh, etzim levina could be mekabel tamei. And the etzim levina could then go and make a revi b'kodesh. Before we explain the actual sheets of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam understands that it is possible to have a revi b'kodesh through the tumah of etzim levina. I would like to speak a little bit about chibas hakodesh, which will come up again on the Gemara on Amud Beis, and so too is in Tosfos before in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis b'dibur amaschol v'hadir abonanu. In the Gemara in Menachas Daf Kuf Beis Haman Aleph, we find the Gemara asks the following shaila: Boi Reish Lakish, Tzrid Shal Menachas Meinim Bay Rishon V'Sheini Oy Ein Meinim Bay. If let's say someone has a mincha, which was not mukhshar timakaval tuma. It is a dry mincha, which based on the halacha of chibas al kiddush machsheres, can be makabal tuma without a hechsher. Reish Lakish asks, are we minim by rishayim v'sheini or not? In other words, Reish Lakish's shaila was, do we say that based on the halacha of chibas al kiddush machsheres, it is considered as if it has an actual hechsher, and therefore it is like any other tumay that we are minim by rishayim v'sheini, or do we say that based on the halacha of chibas al kiddush machsheres, all it could have is a psul tuma? Based on the halacha of chibas al kiddush machsheres, since it is not actually mukhshar timakabal tuma, all it could have is a psul. And therefore, since all it could have is a psul, we will not be minim by rishayim v'sheini. In the Rambam, one sees the following chiddush as a beskruv is medayik. The Rambam in Perek Vav Meisurim is be'ach halacha ches. Brings down the halacha of chibas akridesh machsheres as far as eitzim levina is concerned, that even eitzim levina could be mekabel tuma based on the halacha of chibas akridesh machsheres. Rambam, as far as eitzim levina, does not bring down Reish Lakish's shayla if meinim by rishon v'sheini eloi. The Rambam just says that the eitzim levina become pasul. On the other hand, in the Rambam and Perek Beis, Me'ovis HaTumah Alachi Yedalid, as far as Eichlin Shal Kedesh Shal Yehochshru, for example, a mincha, which was not hochshur to be makabal tumah, a dry mincha, that is where the Rambam brings down the Shaila of Reish Lakish, if one is minim by Rishon V'Sheini Eloi. From there, the Beskrov is Medayik, only as far as Eichel that is missing hechshur, does the Rambam understand that one has Reish Lakish's shayla if minim by rishon v'sheini eloi? If we say that the tuma that the eichlin shall yehochshru have based on chibas hakodesh is a regular tuma eichlin, or is only a psul based on the halacha of chibas hakodesh machsheres? On the other hand, the Rambam understands as far as the itzim olvina is concerned, there is no shayla of Reish Lakish at all. Reish Lakish understood that as far as Eitzim Olvina is concerned, all that Eitzim Olvina have is a psul. And we do not consider the Eitzim Olvina as an Eichel to say that they have actual Tumas Eichlin to be minim by Rishon V'Sheini. For that reason, the Rambam and Yisurei Mizbeach did not bring down the Shaila of Reish Lakish as far as Eitzim Olvina is concerned, because again, Eitzim Olvina, which are not considered an Eichel, for sure do not have actual Tumas Eichlin. All they have is a Psul Ba'oma. And so too we find the Chazon Ish in Siman Tes of Katan Vav. Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, in our Tesis argues, and Rabbeinu Tam understands that Eitzim Levina are Mekabal Tumas Eichlin. And for that reason, Eitzim Levina, one is Meinim by Rishon V'Sheini. Now, one has to understand, as Tesis brings down Meshem Rabbeinu Elchanan, the Rabbeinu Elchanan asks on Rabbeinu Tam, what is the difference between Eitzim Olavina and a Tzvid Shamanachis? Which, as we said before, Reish Lakish asks, what is the halacha by Tzvid Shamanachis? Are we minim by Rishon V'Sheini Eloi? Why is Eitzim Olavina more pashat that one is minim by Rishon V'Sheini? To answer Rabbeinu Elchanan's kash, we find that the Ramban in Chulin Daf Amud He brings down Rabbeinu Tam as follows. That Rabbeinu Tam said, that Eitzim Olavina is pashat, that one is minim by Rishon V'Sheini, is talking about Eitzim Olavina Shehochshiru, Eitzim Olavina that actually had a Hechsher Mayim. And since the Eitzim Olavina had an actual Hechsher Mayim, therefore it is Poshet, that one is minim by Rishon V'Sheini. Only by Tzvid Shomanachis, that's not of a Hechsher, only over there does Reish Lakish have his Shailah of minim by Rishon V'Sheini Eloi. Which means to say as follows, that Eitzim Olavina, based on the halacha of Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres, Rabbeinu Tam understands that the Eitzim Olavina could have actual Tumas Eichlin. Not like the Rambam, that Eitzim Olavina, even with the halacha of Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres, cannot have Tumas Eichlin. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam understands that in order for the Eitzim Olavina to have Tumas Eichlin, one needs Hechsher Mayim. For Tumas Eichlin, you need Hechsher Mayim as well. Reish Lakish's Shaila Menaches was if one has a Tzvid Shomanaches without Hechsher Mayim, do we say that without Hechsher Mayim it is not Tumas Eichlin, it is only a psul, and therefore Eim Meinim Berishim V'Sheini, Or do we say that even without Hechsher Mayim, still one has Tumas Eichlin? But with Hechsher Mayim, it is Poshet that one has Tumas Eichlin, even by Eitzim Ovayna. Now one has to know. If Rabbeinu Tam understands that Eitzim Ovayna have actual Tumas Eichlin, how did Rabbeinu Tam answer Rashi's Kasha? Again, Rashi's Kasha was, L'chira, Eichel is not Eisa Kayetzi Bayin. Eichel is not Metame another Eichel. And since an Eichel is not Metame another Eichel, so too the Eitzim Ovayna that have Tumas Eichlin should not be Metame another Eichel to make the Eichel into a Revi. From Rabbeinu Tam one sees that the Halacha of an Eichel Eisa Kayetzi Bayin has nothing to do with Tumas Eichlin. Even if something has Tumas Eichlin, it can still make Kayetzi Bayin. Only an Eichel cannot make Hayetze Bay. And therefore, Eitzim Lovayna, even though based on the Halacha of Chibas HaKadosh Machsheres, their Tumah is a Tumas Eichlin, but since they themselves are not an Eichel, for that reason, we do not apply the Halacha of an Eichel Eisa Hayetze Bay, and for that reason, Rabbeinu Tam understands that the Eitzim Lovayna have the ability to make a Revi. Rashi, on the other hand, who argues on Rabbeinu Tam, could argue on Rabbeinu Tam for one of two reasons. Either it is because Rashi understands, like the Rambam that we said before, that Eitzim Uvayna, even with Halacha of Chibas HaKadosh Machsheres, do not have Tumas Eichlin. All they have is a Psul Ba'oma, and for that reason, they cannot possibly make Revi. Or it is because Rashi understands that this Halacha of Ein Eichel Eisa Kayetze Bay is not dependent if something is an Eichel or not, but rather it is Halacha and Tumas Eichlin. Whatever is Tamei B'Tumas Eichlin cannot possibly be Metamei another Eichel. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara refers back to that we learned in our Mishnah and other Maila, as far as Kodesh is concerned. By Truma, the Halacha is Mnitmeis Achas Miyadav Chaverta Tahira. If one of his hands becomes Tamei, the other hand remains Tahar. On the other hand, by Kadesh, if one of his hands became Tamei, then his other hand is Tamei as well. The Gemara brings down the following machlekes between Rav Shizbi and Abaye. Rav Shizbi understands our Mishnah, that we say that there is a Maila, as far as Kadesh is concerned, that Nidmeis Achas Miyadav, if one of his hands becomes Tami, then his other hand is Tami as well, is only Bechiburin Shanu. Avo Shaloi Bechiburin Loi. Abaye, on the other hand, argues, and Abaye understands that Bein Bechiburin U Bein Shaloi Bechiburin, we say that by Nidmeis Achas Miyadav, his other hand is Tami as well. Now, to understand what Chiburin means, we find three basic Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi B'dira Mascha B'chiburin explains that B'chiburin means that while his hand that is Tar is touching Kadesh, his other hand that is Tamei is touching his hand that is Tahar. And as Rashi goes on to explain, that since his hand which is Tamei is touching his hand which is Tar at the time that he is touching Kadesh, we are Geizer, maybe he will come to be Negea with his hand that is Tamei in the Kadesh itself. And according to Rav Shizbi, only in such a case did they make a Maila as far as Kodesh is concerned. Abaye, on the other hand, argues, and Abaye understands, that even if his hand that is Tameh is not touching his hand that is Tar at the time that he is touching Kodesh, still Rabbanan made a Maila as far as Kodesh is concerned. But as Rashi explains, that according to Abaye, one does not need Bechiburin, that does not mean to say that the hand that is Tamei does not have to come in contact with the hand that is Tahar. Even like Abaye, the Maila is dependent upon that the hand that is Tamei came in contact with the hand that is Tahar. Just Abaye understands that we do not need the hand that is Tamei to come in contact with the hand that is Tahar at the time that he is touching Kodesh. Now to understand that, the Rishizbi says that only Bechiburin did Rabbanon make a Maila for Kodesh. Beis, as Rashi says, that we are Geizer, maybe who will come to touch the Kodesh with his hand that is Tamei. One has to understand, do we say that based on that Gezerah, Rabbanon said that the hand that is Tar actually becomes Tamei? And if at the time that he is touching Kodesh with his hand that is Tar, he is also coming in contact with his hand that is Tamei, the hand that is Tar itself becomes Tamei? Or do we say that based on the gzeirah, the kodesh becomes pasul? We do not consider the hand that is tahar as tameh at all. In Tosfos, for the Ramaschal b'Chiburin, one sees that Tosfos understands that according to Rashi, that Rav Shizbi is based on a gzeirah, that he might come to touch the kodesh with his hand that is tameh. There is no tumah whatsoever on the hand that is tahar. The hand that is tahar remains tahar. Just we say that the kodesh that he is touching with his hand that is tahar becomes pasul. According to Rashi, the machlokes between Rav Shizbi and Abaye is a fundamental machlokes if a yad has the ability to metame another yad. Rav Shizbi understands that a yad does not have an ability to metame another yad. On the other hand, Abaye argues, and Abaye understands that a yad can be metame another yad. And therefore, as long as the yad that is tameh came in contact with the yad that is tahar, the yad that is tahar becomes tameh. That is the shita of Rashi. Tosfos b'Ramaschal b'Chiburin argues in Rashi. And Tosfos explains b'Chiburin as follows, that at the time that his hands became tameh, by touching tumah, at that time, his other hand, which is tahar, touched his hand, which is now becoming tameh. And if Shizbi understands that only then did Rabbanon make a maila as far as Kodesh is concerned, based on that, we are Gezer, maybe he will come to touch with his other hand the actual Tumah. And based on that Gezer, we said that as long that at the time that he is touching Tumah, his other hand came in contact with the hand that is touching Tumah, the hand that is Tahar that did not touch Tumah becomes Tumah as well. That is how Tosfos explains b'chiburin. Tosfos goes on to say that according to Abaye, that understands that the ma'ila b'kodesh is bein b'chiburin u bein shaloi b'chiburin, according to Abaye, even if the hand that is tameh did not touch the hand that is tahar, even if there was no contact between the hand that is tameh and the hand that is tahar at all, still the hand that is tahar becomes tameh. Now to understand why, according to Abaye, the hand that is tahar becomes tameh, even if it did not come in contact with the hand that is tameh, b'chayu the pshat is that we are gezer, maybe the hand that is tahar will come in contact with the hand that is tameh, and therefore we said that no matter what, the hand that is tahar becomes tameh. So again, according to Tosfos, the basis of machlokes between Rav Shizbi and Abaye is based on that they argue if a yad has the ability to metame another yad. Rav Shizbi again understands that a yad is not metame another yad, and therefore the only time we have a ma'ila b'kodesh is only if at the time that his hand is becoming tameh, his hand that is tahar is coming in contact with a hand that is becoming tameh, which again is based on gzeirah that he might come to touch the actual tumah with his hand that is tahar. On the other hand, Abaye understands that a yad could be metame chavertza, and therefore Tosfos understands, like Abaye, that a yad could be metame chavertza. We are gezer that even if the yad that is tahar did not come in contact with the hand that is tame, still the hand that is tahar should become tame, based on gzeira that the hand that is tahar might come in contact with a hand that is tame. The Balmar has a third shita. The Balmar explains b'chiburin as follows. According to Rav Shizbi, the whole ma'ila of our Mishnah is only said b'chibur means that the hand that is tameh came in contact with the hand that is tahar. Abaye, on the other hand, argues, and Abaye says that even if the hand that is tameh did not come in contact with the hand that is tahar, still the hand that is tahar becomes tameh. The Balmor goes on to say that the hand that is tahar becomes tameh is not based on a gzeira, that we are gezer, maybe the hand that is tameh will come in contact with the hand that is tahar. Rather, the Balmar understands that even without any gzeira whatsoever, still the hand that is tahar becomes tameh. Therefore, the Balmar asks the following kasha. Balmar asks, if so, how does one understand the Gemara? Abaye brings a raya from that Rebbe said, that even a yad neguva, even a hand that is dry metame chavertza, from there we see that the halacha of our Mishnah is not only bechiburin, even shaloi b'chiburin, one has the halacha of our Mishnah. The Balmar asks that if one is to understand that according to Abaye shaloi b'chiburin, that the hand that is tahar becomes tameh, even if the hand that is tahar did not come in contact with the hand that is tameh, how does Abaye explain the chiddush of neguva? Why, according to Abaye, would I have thought that only if the hand is actually wet
will we say that the hand that is Torah becomes Tameh? If that the hand that is Torah becomes Tameh is independent of the hand that is Torah touching the hand that is Tameh, what difference does it make if the hand that is Tameh has Mashke on it or not? Balmor's Kasha again is based on his understanding that the hand that is Torah becomes Tameh is not because we are Geizer, maybe the hand that is Torah will come in contact with the hand that is Tameh, but rather it is a halacha that as long as one hand is Tameh, the other hand is Tameh as well. Balmor therefore goes on to explain our Gemara, that our Gemara says Neguva means something completely different. The Balmor explains Neguva as follows. We are talking about a person who both of his hands were Tameh, and he was matzvil one of his hands, and he was not matzvil the second hand, which is still Tameh. And the chiddush of Neguva is that even though one of his hands remains Tameh, still the tefillah helps to metahar the hand that he was matzvil. And we do not say that since the other hand remains Tameh, we should be done that both hands are Tameh, and we should consider both hands Tameh. But rather we say that whichever hand he was matzvil, that hand becomes tahar. Therefore, Abaye brought the following raya. If one is to understand like Rav Shizbi, the Chiburin, that the only time we have a Maila Kodesh is only if the hand that is Tameh actually came in contact with the hand that is Tahar, what is the Chiddush of Neguva? What would be the Havamina that being matzvil one hand should not work for the hand that he was matzvil? Who cares that the other hand remains Tameh? Just because the other hand remains Tameh is not a reason that the hand that he was matzvil should be Tameh as well. Only according to Abaye, that understands that with one hand becoming Tameh, automatically the other hand becomes Tameh, only like Abaye is there a Havamina that even after he was matzvil one hand, as long as the other hand remains Tameh, still the hand that he was matzvil becomes Tahar. Now, we have to understand, like the Baal Mar, what is the Havamina that Tfilah should not help? Just because the other hand is Tameh, why is that a reason that Tfilah should not help to metahar the hand that he was matzvil? And so too we have to understand, what is Taka, the Pshat, and Abaye that understands that even without the hand that is Tameh coming in contact with the hand that is Tahar, still the hand that is Tahar becomes Tameh. Now to understand the Havamina, that Tfiwa should not help, L'chaya one can explain based on that we find by Reb Leib in Chelek Beis Siman Samachay. Reb Leib asks the following Shaila. How is one to understand Tumas Yadayim? Do we understand Tumas Yadayim is that the person is not Tumah at all, and Rabbanon were Mechadesh a new Tumah called Tumas Yadayim, which is regardless of the person? And just like we find that Rabbanon were Gezer Tumah on Tzvarim and Kisvei HaKodesh, so too Rabbanon were Gezer a completely new Tumah called Tumas Yadayim. Or do we say no? That Tumas Yadayim is the same Tumah as any Tumas Haguf, that the person himself is Tameh. Just as far as Tumas Yadayim is concerned, Rabbanon said that the person is Tameh as far as his Yadayim are concerned. But the Tumah is an actual Tumah on the person. Reb Leib goes on to say that an afkamina between these two tzadim is if one needs that the Tumah should actually come in contact with both hands. Let's say the Tumah only came in contact with one hand. Is the other hand Tameh or not? If one is to understand Tumas Yadayim, the Rabbanon were Mechadesh a new Tumah called Tumas Yadayim, only the hand that actually came in contact with the Tumah becomes Tameh. The other hand remains Tahar. On the other hand, if one is to understand Tumas Yadayim, is that the person himself is Tameh as far as his Yadayim, then even if the Tumah only touched one of his hands, automatically the other hand will become Tameh. According to Reb Leib, one can explain the Baal Mar as follows. That the Havamina, that Bayad Neguva, that the hand that he was matfil remains Tameh, based on the fact that his other hand is Tameh, is based on that one can understand the Maila Bakodesh, the Rabbanon or Mechadesh, that the Tumas Yadayim is a Tumas Haguf, that the person is Tameh as far as his hands are concerned. And therefore, even though he was matful one hand, as long as his other hand remains Tameh, his Guf is still Tameh, and therefore both hands will be Tameh. For that reason, Rabbi Yassi Mechadesh said no, that Tefillah helps, and we do not say that the Maila Bakodesh was to consider that his Guf is Tameh. That we say that if Tumah touches one hand, automatically the other hand is Tameh, is based on that we consider as if the Tumah that touched one of his hands came in contact with his other hand as well. That is the Ma'al HaKodesh. For that reason, tefillah on one hand will still help to mitar the hand that he was matzvah. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Mehochas Havas HaTumah Lochaches, has a new shita as far as how to understand our sogya. The Rambam says that there's a difference between b'chiburin and shoy b'chiburin. The Rambam understands b'chiburin and shoy b'chiburin like the shita of the Balmar, that b'chiburin means that the hand that is tamei came in contact with the hand that is tahar, and shoy b'chiburin means that the hand that is tamei did not come in contact with the hand that is tahar. The Rambam adds in one condition, that according to Abaye, even shoy b'chiburin is tamei, and we do not need that the hand that is tahar touch the hand that is tamei. That is only if the hand that is tamei has mashke on it. Now, to understand why, if the hand that is tamei has mashke, do we say that the other hand that is tahar becomes tamei automatically, even without coming in contact with the hand that is tamei? We find the Reb Leib explains as follows. Reb Leib explains that if the hand that is tamei has mashke on it, it comes out that the hand that is tamei was mekabel tumah from the mashkim, because the hand that is tamei is metamei the mashkim, and the mashkim then go and are chayzer umetamei es hayad. And therefore, Bleib says that in such a case that the yad was actually mekabel tumah from the mashkim, such a tumah sayad is not a regular tumah sayad. But in such a case that the yad was mekabel tumah from the mashkim, then we consider that tumas hayadayim is a tumas haguf, that the person is tameh as far as his yadayim are concerned, and therefore both hands will become tameh. Only in a case that the yad is neguva and the yad is not pu'ul b'mashkim, only then do we say that the tumas hayadayim is not a tumas haguf, and we do not say that the person is tameh as far as his yadayim are concerned, but rather we say that there is a new tumah, the rabbanon were mechadesh that one's hands are tameh, even though the person himself is completely tahar. And therefore, Bleib says that only in a case that the yad is neguva do we say that only the hand that came in contact with tumah is tameh, and the other hand remains tahar. Because again, by yad that is neguva, the tumah is not that the person is tameh, but rather only his hands are tameh, and the person is completely tahar. On the other hand, by bu'ul b'mashkim, that the person is tameh as far as his yadayim are concerned, then even though the hand that is tahar did not come in contact with tumah, still the hand that is tahar becomes tameh. That is how Reb Leib explains the shita of the Rambam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.